Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every Simpson fan knows and loves the Treehouse of Horror episodes. But did you know that there's a lost episode from season one that many think is far more disturbing than anything Treehouse of Horror has ever displayed? Welcome to Forgotten Tales. I'm your host, Clancy Pasta, and tonight we're going to be looking at the classic internet legend, Dead Bart. Subscribe if you haven't already, give the video a like, and comment below to let me know what you thought of this episode and this story. First, we're going to read the tale in full, and then I'll talk about it a little and give you some of my thoughts. Okay, without further ado, here is the classic creepypasta, Dead Bart. You know how Fox has a weird way of counting Simpsons episodes? They refuse to count a couple of them, making the amount of episodes inconsistent. The reason for this is a lost episode from season one. Finding details about this missing episode is difficult. No one who was working on the show at the time likes to talk about it. From what has been pieced together, the lost episode was written entirely by Matt Groening. During production of the first season, Matt started to act strangely. He was very quiet, seemed nervous, and morbid. Mentioning this to anyone who was present results in them getting very angry and forbidding you to ever mention it to Matt. I first heard of it at an event where David Silverman was speaking. Someone in the crowd asked about the episode, and Silverman simply left the stage, ending the presentation hours early. The episode's production number was 7G06. The title was Dead Bart. The episode labeled 7G06, Moaning Lisa, was made later and given Dead Bart's production code to hide the latter's existence. In addition to getting angry, asking anyone who is on the show about this will cause them to do everything they can to stop you from directly communicating with Matt Groening. At a fan event, I managed to follow him after he spoke to the crowd, and eventually had a chance to talk to him alone as he was leaving the building. He didn't seem upset that I had followed him, probably expected a typical encounter with an obsessive fan. When I mentioned the lost episode, though, all color drained from his face, and he started trembling. When I asked him if he could tell me any details, he sounded like he was on the verge of tears. He grabbed a piece of paper, wrote something on it, and handed it to me. He begged me never to mention the episode again. The piece of paper had a website address on it. I would rather not say what it was, for reasons you'll see in a second. I entered the address into my browser, and I came to a site that was completely black, except for a line of yellow text, a download link. I clicked on it, and a file started downloading. Once the file was downloaded, my computer went crazy. It was the worst virus I had ever seen. System restore didn't work. The entire computer had to be rebooted. Before doing this, though, I copied the file onto a CD. I tried to open it on my now empty computer, and as I suspected, there was an episode of The Simpsons on it. The episode started off like any other episode, but had very poor quality animation. If you've seen the original animation for Some Enchanted Evening, it was similar, but less stable. The first act was fairly normal, but the way the characters acted was a little off. Homer seemed angrier. Marge seemed depressed. Lisa seemed anxious. Bart seemed to have genuine anger and hatred for his parents. The episode was about the Simpsons going on a plane trip. Near the end of the first act, the plane was taking off. Bart was fooling around, as you'd expect. However, as the plane was about 50 feet off the ground, Bart broke a window on the plane and was sucked out. At the beginning of the series, Matt had an idea that the animated style of the Simpsons world represented life, and that death turned things more realistic. This was used in this episode. The picture of Bart's corpse was barely recognizable. They took full advantage of it not having to move and made an almost photorealistic drawing of his dead body. Act 1 ended with a shot of Bart's corpse. When Act 2 started, Homer, Marge, and Lisa were sitting at their table crying. The crying went on and on. It got more pained and sounded more realistic, better acting than you would think possible. The animation started to decay even more as they cried, and you could hear murmuring in the background. The characters could barely be made out. They were stretching and blurring. They looked like deformed shadows with random bright colors thrown on them. There were faces looking in the window, flashing in and out so you were never sure what they looked like. This crying went on for all of Act 2. Act 3 opened with a title card saying 1 year had passed. Homer, Marge, and Lisa were skeletally thin and still sitting at the table. There was no sign of Maggie or the pets. They decided to visit Bart's grave. Springfield was completely deserted, and as they walked to the cemetery, the houses became more and more decrepit. They all looked abandoned. When they got to the grave, Bart's body was just lying in front of his tombstone, looking just like it did at the end of Act 1. The family started crying again. Eventually, they stopped and just stared at Bart's body. The camera zoomed in on Homer's face. According to summaries, Homer tells a joke at this part, but it isn't audible in the version I saw. You can't tell what Homer is saying. The view zoomed out as the episode came to a close. The tombstones in the background had the names of every Simpsons guest star on them. Some that no one had heard of in 1989. Some that haven't been on the show yet. All of them had death dates on them. For guests who died since, like Michael Jackson and George Harrison, the dates were when they would die. The credits were completely silent and seemed handwritten. The final image was the Simpson family on their couch, like in the intros, but all drawn in hyper-realistic, lifeless style of Bart's corpse. A thought occurred to me after seeing the episode for the first time. You could try to use the tombstones to predict the death of living Simpsons guest stars. But there's something odd about most of the ones who haven't died yet. All of their deaths are listed as the same date. Okay. Man, that sure is a classic. This also is probably one of the first creepypastas I ever read, and I just love it. It has everything you would ever want in a classic Lost episode creepypasta. It's got contact with the creators acting really shady and weird. It's got a gory, creepy Lost episode no one's ever seen in which a character dies. The episode is obtained on a website littered with viruses. And, of course, with that ending, there's a supernatural element to it. It's really just incredible. Apparently, this story was actually originally posted on GameFAQs by a user there, K.I. Simpson, who posted it originally actually in a Suicide Mouse thread. So some people were talking about Suicide Mouse, and apparently this was posted there, according to what I've read. This is definitely in the same category as, like, Red Mist, Suicide Mouse, stuff like that. Except in a way, this might be better than Red Mist or Suicide Mouse. This one is pretty well written, actually, after reading it again. It's been a long time since I've read it. But that was pretty good. I enjoyed that a lot. If I'm going to give it a rating, I'd probably give it 4 out of 5 bones, definitely. It was pretty well written. It gets right to the point. Has all of the things you want to see in a Lost episode creepypasta. It's really just perfect. I always wish there would be a really, really good recreation of this story. I know there are a couple of recreations out there, but none that are particularly great. like if you search on YouTube, you can find some, you know. You can find some videos with the title of Real Dead Bard Episode, OMG Must Watch. But, you know, none of them are actually the real thing, and none of them even really look close to the real thing. It's kind of like Suicide Mouse. There's a lot of stuff with fake Suicide Mouse episodes, except, actually, now that I say that, some of those fake Suicide Mouse episodes are pretty good. Yeah, I really like this one. What did you think of it? Let me know what you thought in the comments below of the story of this episode. And I just recently actually narrated another old creepypasta for $5 and up patrons on my Patreon. So if you want to hear me talk about the Seinfeld Lost episode, you can go over there for $5 a month and check that out, amongst other things. Okay, well, thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and I will talk to you all later. Have a great night, everyone. Peace.